You're listening to the NAC Radio Network.
For those unfamiliar with modern stereo terminology, a turntable is a mechanical device.
It's the show whose fans include that weird fifth dentist who does not recommend sugarless gum for his patients who chew gum. It's more lost time. You know, we lost the great Dick Clark, and I can't help but wonder if wherever he is, all the other dead people are saying to each other, "Look at him, it's more than 2 weeks, and he looks exactly the same as the day he got here. The man does not rot." We also lost Levon Helm, the likable one from the band. You know, the band never appeared on Dick Clark's American Bandstand. The Daz Band did, the Gap Band did, the Little River Band did, even the Greg Kinn Band. All of them played on American Bandstand, but not the band. But on this More Lost Time, we're going to hear a very rare Levon Helm record and something peripherally related to Dick Clark. We'll also hear some good advice from the great Sam Cooke. And by request, I dug up some tape of an underappreciated old indie rock act from New Hampshire called Yessery Bob. But first, based on a different request, I'm going to play a couple of harder rocking cuts. Maybe we don't kick out the jams enough around here, but this ought to do it. From their first LP, No One Rides for Free, this is Fu Manchu with Show and Shine.
Hey, little lady, won't you sing me a song? Hell, I just wanted you to come along. Hey, little lady, help me take us apart. We're building better, yeah, right from the start. Hey, little lady, won't you sing me a song? Hell, I just wanted you to come along. Hey, little lady, help me take us apart. We're building better, yeah, right from the start. Man of the moment since teenage days, we got room in the bath. I'm going by, she's looking my way. This man's where it's at.
We'll be right back.
That's the Melvins, who you'd either immediately love or hate, though if you're one of the people who immediately dislikes them, if you decide to make an effort, you can really learn to love them. Every one of their records is rewarding if you put some time into it. And that last number is from a particularly underrated and really rewarding record called Stag from 1996, and that tune is called Bertha's. What I want to do now, though, is think about Levon Helm. It's funny that the highest profile thing that the band ever did was break up. When the band broke up, their last concert included guest shots by Van Morrison, Bob Dylan, Neil Young, Joni Mitchell, on and on and on. And Martin Scorsese made, you know, a movie about it that you may have seen called The Last Waltz. And that's the biggest deal about them. And you probably know that the band were Bob Dylan's backup group during a couple of his key years. Although Levon Helm came and went during some of that time. But wait, by the way, is it Levon or Levon? Well, I can tell you. He was born Levon, but nobody ever said it right, so he went with Levon. I like that about him. I like that he's easygoing. You know, when people say to me, is it Doobie or Doob? I say, yes. I don't care. My favorite thing about him, though, is that he was born in Turkey Scratch, Arkansas. I think you can trust it. Just about anybody who starts in Turkey Scratch and ends up drumming for Bob Dylan. So my other favorite things about him are that great voice, which is the singing equivalent of the voice of the writer Roy Blount Jr., and his drumming, because he played a style of music that's never easy for the drummer to sound cool, and he always did sound cool. Now, before they were called the band, they were the Canadian Squires. And the Canadian Squires started out as the Hawks. And the Hawks were, they called themselves the Hawks because they were Ronnie Hawkins' backing band. And Levon drummed for the Hawks. So, but after leaving Ronnie Hawkins, see, I have it written down. 1964. After leaving Ronnie Hawkins in 64... they toured as Levon and the Hawks, but in the spring of 65, they did a single as the Canadian Squires. They did two songs that Robbie Robertson wrote, and I want to play one of them. I want to play Leave Me Alone, and that'll go straight into something very different that involves Dick Clark. But this is Levon Helm leading the Canadian Squires in 1965 with Leave Me Alone. Bugs this man.
boy, the idea's there. When I hear you cry, said I've really tried. Let Dick Clark work out all the details. At the start of it, I know the heart of it. I got you into this, and I'll get you out of it. I'm at the start of it, I know the heart of it. I got you into this, and I'll get you. First brush with business, you were blushing. Second brush, you saw the burning bush. Like a slave, you want to be saved, naked at the buy-selling trade. Let Dick Clark work out all the details. At the start of it, I know the heart of it. I got you into this, and I'll get you out of it. And at the start of it, I know the heart of it. I got you into this, and I'll get you. From the dollar, freed your fans from what they couldn't understand. With both your hands around my neck, I still tell you what to do next. Let Dick Clark work out all the details. Cause at the start of it, I know the heart of it. I got you into this, and I'll get you out of it. And at the start of it, I know the heart of it. I got you into this, and I'll get you out of it.
From Ohio, that's Great Plains with Dick Clark. The song's so memorable for me that I never forget where I was the first time I heard it, even though, to be honest, that memory has nothing to do with Dick Clark. Great Plains eventually turned into the Thomas Jefferson Slave Apartments, who you might know. Though I did think of that song, Dick Clark, I thought of it this week, and so I wanted to play it here, even though it doesn't really have anything to do with Dick Clark. You don't really run into bands anymore like Great Plains. Or if you do, they don't seem so inviting. They sort of seem kind of hostile toward the audience. Hey, speaking of hostile to the audience, there couldn't be a better time than now for a word from our sponsor. More Lost Time is brought to you by Modern Age Brownies, the delicious brownie not available in stores because they're not available anywhere just yet. Even though everyone at the New Generation Baking Company here in Shrewsbury, Massachusetts, works as hard as they can to get the product ready for you. Though, you know, company intern Zip had to take an afternoon off this week to bring brownies to a number of the local charities. His young cousin Haley had been working hard. She's been working hard for, I don't know, at least 3 or 4 weeks coordinating this upcoming Walk for the Cure event. She's been going around town collecting donations, signing up sponsors, and she was showing Zip how much she'd raised when he suddenly realized that apparently this Walk for the Cure is actually to fund a trip for her and 3 friends to go to Boston in May to see the Cure. And she's been perfectly straightforward about the whole thing. It's right on the flyer she's been using, which is decorated with little pictures of some of the better Cure records, Boys Don't Cry and Head on the Door. People just don't read, you know, that's the problem. So he took a half day on Wednesday this week, bought 12 boxes of Modern Age Brownies on his employee discount, and spent the whole afternoon dropping off donations at all the charity offices in the immediate area. Altruism. The dictionary says it's about unselfish concern, but we all know it's mostly motivated to compensate for our own missteps. Thank goodness there are tools around like Modern Age Brownies. So delicious, they're surreptitious. Modern age brownies, just you wait and see. Back to the music. I've been listening to a lot of Sam Cooke lately, and I always get a kick out of this moment on this one LP. One of the great live records. It's Live at the Harlem Square Club, 1963. And so I want to play this. Listen for this, because it's really weird. It sounds a little deliberate, almost like he was asked by somebody to work this into his act. He actually recommends to men in the audience that they not beat their wives or girlfriends. So listen for that. And as darkly amusing as it might be, I'm actually playing this because it's just a really great performance of It's All Right, segued into For Sentimental Reasons. So from RCA Records, this is Sam Cooke, live in Harlem, in 1963.
Thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen. Here's the thing we like to do right now. Right now, ladies and gentlemen, you know, we sang so many of those, so many fast songs. We've been twisted a little while. So now I think it's time we get sort of settled down and get romantic here a little bit, huh? Is everybody in favor of getting romantic? Hello? La da 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 da. La da 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 da. La da 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 da. Hello? Right now we'd like to give the fellas, we want to tell the fellas something, you know. Fellas, I want to tell you, when somebody come and tell you something about what your girlfriend has done or what your wife has done, I want you to remember one thing. Don't go home hitting on her and all that stuff. Whenever they tell you anything about your lady, go home. If she's sleeping, shake her and wake her up. And wait till she wipe all the sleep from her eyes, you understand? And when she get all that sleep wiped from her eyes, look her dead in the eye and tell her, baby, it's all right. It's all right. It's all right. Believe me, baby, it's all right. Long as I know, honey, long as I know that you love me, it's all right. Tell her people been talking about you, baby, but it's all right. Yeah, it's all right. It's all right. Believe me when I say it's all right. Long as I know that you love me. Believe me, it's all right. And then here's what you gotta tell her. Tell her, now all my friends tell me that you found somebody new. And all they report to me, every little thing that you do. But long as you tell me that it's all untrue, I believe that it's all right. Tell her I don't care what they say, baby. It's all right. It's all right. It's all right. Believe me, baby, everything's all right. Long as I know, honey, long as I know that you love me. Believe me, it's all right. And if you really want to put the clincher on it, tell her this, tell her. If you ever need me, baby, if you're all alone, remember, darling, I'm as near as your telephone. And oh, if you need me, honey, all you gotta do is call me. Just try me, it's all right. I don't care what they say about you, baby, but it's all right. It's all right. It's all right. All right. Long as I know, honey, long as I know that you love me. Oh, yeah. It's all right. You know why it's all right, honey? It's all right because I love you for sentimental reasons. Oh, yeah. And I hope you do believe me. Don't you believe me, baby? I've given you my. I've given you my heart because I love you. You alone were meant for me. Oh, I like this song. Please give your loving heart to me and say we'll never part. Everybody, come on, sing along with me. It's no fun. I think of you every morning. Think of everybody. And I
dream of you every night.
I dream the sound of you.
Darling, I'm never lonely.
Darling, I'm never, never.
Whenever you are in sight.
Whenever you are.
Now everybody, I'm waiting. I love you from it. So good, we don't want to stop now. Everybody, one more time. I think of you every morning.
I think of you.
Dream of you every cotton picking night.
Dream of you.
Darling, I'm never lonely.
Darling, I'm never, never.
Whenever you are inside.
Whenever you
hold my hand, fellas, and say, I love you.
That's Sam Cooke. There's time for just one more. Some people want to hear Yes Siree Bob, who were around in the late 80s and early 90s in New Hampshire. And so I dug up this one. It's from an old cassette. I did the best I could with it. It sounds, it's listenable. This one is called Truce.
When I say I got a lot, I got a lot of nothing. When I say it's not my fault, it keeps us both from doubting. If you're gonna go to school,
That's Truce by Yessiree Bob. I'm trying to find the year here. It's from a cassette called Love Me. It came out in 1990. So this has been More Lost Time number 38. The program was written and produced by Kurt Reception and Toadie Line. More Lost Time is a podcast property of International Corporate Conglomerate Salt Mineral Global. It's media project acquisition, which incentivizes listeners with prizes and cash rewards. So tell a friend and sign up where you can. Thank you for listening, and for you and for me, the last half hour has been More Lost Time.